Hi, and welcome to Refresh Her. I'm Denise Cunningham, and this broadcast is designated specifically to women to refresh your heart, your life, the roles that we carry as women as we walk with God. Now, being a good East Tennessean, my husband and I have had season passes to Dollywood for quite a few years now. And when I look back on the years that we have made trips there to Pigeon Forge and enjoyed days at the theme park, I remember the roller coasters. I've ridden on almost all of them, and for the most part, I can say I don't regret it. Wow, the twists and the turns, the highs and the lows, the fast spins, the breathtaking plunges, it was incredible. That's part of the reason why most people go to an amusement park, I think, is for the adventure of it all. So let me ask you, as a mom, do you feel like you might be strapped into a roller coaster in your role in motherhood? You know, as a mother, I can say when I look back over the years of raising my girls that it really did sometimes feel like a roller coaster event. There were some pretty awesome highs. I mean, who can ever discount the joy of holding a precious baby that has been endued to your care and placed in your home? What a joy that is. What about those sweet little looks as those little ones look up into your face and they smile and they coo? Then they begin to respond to commands that you give them, and you see that the teaching that you are giving to them is coming to their mind and they're responding to you. It's just such a blessing. You see them obeying you when you say, no, no, don't touch, and they pull their hand back. And there's some reciprocal love when they're young, and even as they get older, there might even be a heart of gratitude in your child for things that you've done for them. But as in every case with every roller coaster, there are also lows. Oh, I can remember the times of being awake at all hours of the night. I've heard stories from friends that have babies that have colic and how they cry for hours on end. We've all endured times of sickness with our children when we were afraid for the next day or for the fever that it wouldn't go down. What about the low of having them have a temper tantrum in a public place, or seeing their defiance as a little one, or watching our child just outwardly, clearly disobey? Sometimes attitudes they might have would be a definite low. They're pouting, they're crying, they're sarcastic in their response to us as they get a little bit older, or even displaying an attitude of rebellion or ingratitude. Those are definitely some of the lows. I can remember days that I literally said to my husband, I think this is a day I just want to turn my mommy badge in. Well, eating a whole sleeve of Oreos locked in your bedroom is only a temporary fix. It might make you feel better for the moment, but I'm here to tell you and to encourage you in your role as a mom. What do you do on the days when you feel like you are literally strapped into that roller coaster? Well, as in any other area of our life, as a Christian, we go to God's Word and just go back to, wait a minute, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing right now? Can I just encourage you about what God tells you to do as a mom and what you need to do today to just refresh the role of motherhood? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign about thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes." God's word says that we are to diligently be teaching our children, no matter how young, and really no matter how old. I have young adult children now who are married and on their own. And though the teaching years are gone, my life is still teaching them. When we have communication through a text or a phone call, my response to my life is continuing to teach them. But we're talking especially today about the time, the years that our children are in our home and teaching them. So it says that we're to be teaching, keep on teaching, teaching with our words. We teach with our lifestyle as well. They watch what we're doing. But it says specifically when you sit down. I want you to think about times during your day that you are seated with your children. This would include every mealtime, if you're sitting at the table and you're sharing a meal together. And it's not necessarily that you are doing some kind of formal instruction with a curriculum or something like that. These teaching times that are spoken of here in Deuteronomy are the teaching out of your life, out of what's happening around you. So you're going to be teaching at mealtimes. And obviously, one of the first ways you can start that is before you eat, to teach them to stop and to pray and tell God thank you for the food that he provided. And how sweet to hear little ones even being able to say amen at the end of a prayer. They learn young to know how to pray. But during their free time, when they're just playing and you might be sitting in the floor with them or you're sitting at a table doing a craft with them, just using the conversation that even they begin to point them to God, always in your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. So if your heart is full of God's word because you are a woman of the word, that is what's going to flow out of your life. Ask God to give you good illustrations of things that are happening that you can teach your children from and point them to God, even during playtime, during TV watching, or any kind of screen time that they may have. Why should we share? Why do you want them to give their toys to their friends or to their brothers? What does God's word say about that? Why should they be kind to their siblings? These are all biblical subject matters that you can address, not just it's not nice to take your toy from your brother. Why isn't it? Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, as Ephesians teaches us, having God's word, always using God's word to point them to the Lord. When they have screen time in front of them and as elementary children and they get a little bit older, why is it important for them to guard their eyes about what they see? What does the scripture say about that? It shouldn't just be our opinion or what we hear from the world, but we should be giving them God's word. So every time you're sitting down, think about, how can I use this situation right now to point my child to God? The next area that it talks about here in Deuteronomy says, when you walk by the way. So when are you walking? When are you with your child and you're walking? Well, when you're running errands, maybe you're walking through the store. Maybe you're driving in the car. That's another way of moving from one place to another. What if they see somebody standing at the corner of the street at Walmart parking lot holding a sign that they need food? How will you respond to that as a Christian? What would Jesus have us do? And if you don't feel so led to help that person, you might talk to them about what their needs might be, what this person's needs might be. And you might even say, let's just stop and pray for them right now. That's the greatest thing we can do for that person. If you're in a store and you're meeting people and talking to people or situations around you that are happening, use those situations to point them to Christ, even reminding them that God's provided so that you can buy those groceries today. When you're riding in the car, make sure that you're playing music that is going to point them to God, radio stations that are going to help them to think about God. Oh, there's so many great children's radio broadcasts that they can listen to. And be connected. It's so easy. We could get in the car and plug in a movie for them, and then we get on the phone and we're talking, and there's no connection with our children. But try to stay connected at every opportunity. And when you lie down, that would be in the evening time when they're going to bed, when they're young, be sure to share God's word with them at the end of the day. I love this idea that I heard some years ago, that whatever age your child is, let's say you have a five-year-old, every night when you tuck them into bed, read the psalm of their age. So you would read Psalm chapter 5. And most of the psalms are relatively short, so it doesn't take that long to read that passage to them. And that becomes their psalm. And you read that every single night. By the end of that year, probably both of you will have that psalm memorized. And wouldn't that be a great thing to do? Pray for them before they go to sleep. Pray for their burdens. And you know, even as your children get older and they're teenagers, stop in the evening before they go to sleep and say, let's just pray together. And kneel down at their side of their bed and just pray with them about the burdens, school, sibling problems or friend problems, peer issues that are going on. And then the last area is when you rise up. How great to start their day with God, reading scripture at the breakfast table, maybe reading the proverb for the day, since there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. For whatever the date is, that's the chapter of Proverbs that you would read. Maybe you could together memorize one verse a month. And again, you could even use this time to be able to read that psalm if you don't have time in the evening. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says that we are to be diligent in what we do. It says, he becometh poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And we just read here in this Deuteronomy passage that we are to diligently teach our children. The word diligent just means to be steady and earnest and to make energetic effort. It does take intentionality to pour into our children, and it will pay off. You remember that Timothy, from a child, he was taught the Holy Scriptures. And that's what we need to do for our own children. This is just a season of your life. And just like Dollywood is just for a season, this season of motherhood will pass so quickly. So let's strap on that harness, and by the grace of God, let's diligently teach our children and encourage them. Before you know it, this ride is going to be over. And don't we just want God to say, well done, Mom. You've been a good and faithful servant. This is Refresh Her. Thank you for listening.